Today is Thursday, August the 2nd, 2018, and we are at Raven Landing Center in the Founders Room. And I am Nona Howard, and I'm here with our people that are going to be interviewed and tell you their story today. We have Joanna and Webb Phillips. And thank you so much for coming today and being a part of the Raven Landing Resident Stories Project. Okay, Joanna, we'll start with you, and let's get a little biographical information. Can you tell us where you were born and when you were born?
I was born in September the 11th, 1934, in New Albany, Mississippi. I grew up in that area. It's near Memphis, Tennessee. I was the youngest of five children. Both parents grew up in single-parent homes due to the deaths of their fathers. But provided a safe and loving home environment for their children. All of their children had a high school education plus professional training after that. I was the first to have a bachelor's degree in science from the University of Tennessee Medical Units.
Oh, wonderful. So you had siblings. What you had, there were five children.
Five children.
And what, girls, boys?
Let's see, four girls and a boy.
Four girls and a boy.
Okay. Poor guy.
Boy, he was outnumbered.
Yes.
Was he the oldest or the youngest?
My sister was first. He was second.
Oh.
Then the three of us.
Then the three of you.
After that.
So you had a lot of playmates during your growing up years. So what did you do for fun as a child? Did you have other friends from outside? Tell me a little bit of what you did.
It was a small town. Everyone essentially lived in the same place their whole lives. We would roller skate on the street, and we'd ride bicycles, and we'd play baseball together. We were busy all summer. No one bothered. No one worried about us. I don't think we did any work at all.
You didn't do it, but that's good. That's wonderful. So, and you all had high school, and you went to college. And where did you go to school?
At the University of Tennessee Medical Units in Memphis.
Not very far. And what was your profession when you...
It was in nursing.
You went into nursing.
Right.
And did you have a job there? Is that where you started working?
No. My husband and I married before I was out of school. And as soon as I finished, I flew out to California where he was. And started there, had a job there.
Oh, in California. Mm-hmm. Okay, but while we're on the subject and we've mentioned your marriage, tell us where you met. Where did you meet your husband?
We met on a blind date. I lived in a dormitory, and he was in the service, and mutual friends brought us together.
Oh, so wonderful, wonderful. So then you moved to California. So let's find out a bit his life, and then we'll find out about your lives together, okay? Okay, Webb, can you tell us when and where you were born?
August 30th, 1931, in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Have I got when in there?
Did you grow up there?
Yes, I spent my first 10 years in Pittsfield.
Okay. And you have siblings?
My sister Barbara was 18 months younger than I am. She was it.
She was it.
The only sibling I've got.
Well, when you were 10 years old, where did you move to?
Oh, wait, you know, there was another one, but that was later. My brother Peter was born 10 years later, 1941, so.
Oh.
We were leaving Pittsfield before that.
And where did you go?
St. Louis.
St. Louis.
We moved from Pittsburgh to St. Louis because my father found a better job.
And what did your father do?
He was an electrical engineer for General Electric in Pittsfield, which was a GE town,
mm-hmm.
along with Schenectady, New York, and so forth. Anyway, he wanted to be chief engineer. And there were four other engineers that he worked with, and they were all the same age. And of course, it was during the Depression. So he went looking for a job as a chief engineer and found one in St. Louis. So we all packed up and went.
So that's where you went, you grew up from 10 years old?
Yeah, right, right. Is that right?
And when,
I think so.
Yeah. Did you go, and you went to school there?
Yes. I must have been fifth grade. That would be about right. Fifth and sixth. I think we were there for about 3 years.
Oh, and then you
during went... World War II, which I remember plotting the Eastern Front, the Western Front, and all that, big maps on my walls.
Wow. So
collecting salvage metal was very, my sister and I would go around looking for things.
In the and, war effort that
yes,
you,
yes.
to do during the war.
Right.
I remember those too.
You do?
Yeah,
do you?
Rolling cigarette wrappers. So the foil on the cigarette wrappers.
Oh, yes. Yeah, aluminum foil was very
yeah.
valuable. We found an old water heater made of iron and steel and put it in our wagon and big money for that one.
So you lived there 3 years, and when did you, and you moved on again?
Yes. Where do we go from there? I think by that time, my dad's contract with the, he was chief engineer, but they never gave him a lab, which he wanted to play with lightning. And they never gave him a lab, so he just quit and went looking for another job as chief engineer somewhere else. Found one in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, which didn't work out, so I wound up living with my grandfather and grandmother in North Bennington, Vermont for a year while he found something else. Oh, incidentally, of course, we were pretty close. It's only 60 miles from Pittsfield to North Bennington. We went every other Sunday for dinner, and they came over on the alternate Sundays for dinner at our place in Pittsfield.
So where did you finish high school?
Stamford, Connecticut. But that was two more moves. In between.
Okay, where'd you go? Where'd you go before
see.
That? My gosh.
Scottsdale, Pennsylvania is where he wound up. The Gettysburg thing didn't work out, so he wound up moving into Scottsdale. Seems like I always moved in the middle of the school year. I always wound up in January and February starting in a new school, which was, I think by that time, I was kind of sick of moving. And each school was different, and they were in a different place in their syllabus and so forth. One school had never heard of algebra there in North Bennington. We were in Algebra 2 when we got to Scottsdale. And Lord knows where Stamford was so far ahead of the rest of them, the Connecticut one. But anyway, that was a problem too. We were there 3 years in Scottsdale, a little coal mining town. Soft coal, bituminous. We had to sweep the coal dust off the front porch and the back porch every morning. And we washed the house once a week with a hose. It was still hard to keep up. Your white, you never wore a white shirt if you could help it. It just turned black or gray. Anyway.
So you were there 3 years too?
Yes. And I think that was the longest I was ever at one school. Seems that way.
Uh-huh. And then where did you?
I made a few friends there who've lasted for quite a while. One of them volunteered to walk to school with me because I wouldn't speak to anybody. Now that was when I was in ninth grade and just moved in, and I was just totally, you know, upset about the whole thing. But I had enough of that. Anyway.
So your friend walked with you?
He walked with me, and after a couple of days, I started talking. So it was okay from then on.
And so is that where you graduated?
No, I graduated and we moved in the February of my senior year.
Oh.
I moved to Stamford, Connecticut. Everything, physics class, we were halfway through the book in Scottsdale. They'd finished the book a month before and were doing their own projects in the physics in Connecticut. Some of the classes I don't think I ever got to. The school was so much bigger, I had a hard time finding the classes. We had maybe 150 people in the Scottsdale in the senior class, and I think there was 1,000 in Connecticut.
Oh.
This whole school was over 3,000 people.
Yeah.
It was quite impressive at graduation. We all lined up on the football field, the only place that would hold us all.
Yeah.
Marched up.
So what'd you do after you graduated?
I couldn't figure out what to do. So I painted the house, family house.
You did what?
Painted the family's house. It was a huge house, had lots of bedrooms, a lot of sun porches.
Uh-huh.
They all had screens and storm windows.
Uh-huh.
So there was a lot of painting. Barn red. I remember I was brown red, barn red and white trim.
Oh.
For a long time.
So but, what did you do after that?
Boy.
Did you go to college?
Yes. The next move was, this was not my dad's fault. The whole company, which was formerly in Harlem, New York City, moved to Pine Bluff, Arkansas. So I went to Pine Bluff and went to school for a year at University of Arkansas. Wu Pig Sui, you know. Anyway, there's still the Razorbacks. They're still there.
Still there, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So you went for a year?
Goodness.
Did you move again?
No. What did I do? Oh, I went back to see my old high school girlfriend at spring break? Or, no, Christmas time. And on the way back, with two of my fellow, at that time I was pre-med, and two of the guys in my class,
uh-huh,
went. One of them had a car. The other one, they knew each other anyway. They were, come to think of it, I think half of my class were GIs on the GI Bill. It was a new thing then, right after World War.
So you were going to school in Arkansas?
Yes, yes, in Fayetteville, up north. It's now been taken over by...
And you were pre-med?
Yes.
Okay.
It's taken over by Walmart. The town belongs to Walmart now.
Oh.
Joanne and I went by the school on one of our cross-country trips, and I could not find Old Main. I couldn't find any of the buildings I knew. It was awful.
So where did you finish school?
Long Beach. But that was after 5 years in the Marine Corps.
You've been in the Marine Corps for 5 years.
Mm-hmm. And we got married in the that. Of course, I was in the Marines when I met Joanna.
Oh, you met her while you were in the Marines.
Yeah.
And so your first home was in California.
Yes, our first home together. And I had an uncle and an aunt lived there too. And I had visited Santa Ana, Southern California, Orange County, when I was, I guess I was 11.
Oh.
Either that or my mother lied to get the half price train fare, which I wouldn't doubt. Anyway, I saw Southern California for the first time that I remember in 1943 during the war. We shared a train ride. Uh-huh. From St. Louis to, so we were there then, from St. Louis to L.A. So I fell in love.
So you met on a blind date, and how long after that did you get married?
About 3 years.
At that time, we had to get married, I guess, before you could do anything else. And how did that work?
He would come and see me. I was in school. He would come and see me. Then he would be stationed somewhere else. He went to Japan. He went other places. And then he would come back just about the time I was finding somebody else to be interested in. And so then we wrote a lot of letters. And we wanted to have some time together at Christmas. And in those days, if you spent time together, you'd better be married. So we got married in 1955 when he was on a vacation and I was on a vacation. And then I finished school while he was working in the service. And then I flew out in 56 to Southern California and got a job. And then he was working and going back to college. So we were always busy.
Oh, so you went back to college then after you got out of the military?
Well, first I looked for a job. Got a job as a furniture mover, and that was higher than the Marine Corps, so I quit that one after a couple of weeks. Got a job as an inspector for Anaconda Wire and Cable, which was a nice, fun job.
Uh-huh.
We got to blow up things and burn things and big cables of wire and all that. I was there for a couple of years. Year and a half, maybe.
Going to school at night.
I worked nights and went to school in the daytime.
Uh-huh.
I worked, it was 11 to 7, go to school at 8 a.m., first class.
So it wasn't an easy time.
No.
But you were married and you were happy.
We were happy.
You were young and you were in love, so anything is fine.
No, we could do anything.
Yeah. So did you graduate from college?
Yes, finally. And
finally.
Finally.
You worked hard at getting there, I'll tell you.
That said, well, I had the GI Bill.
I know.
I had a hamburger stand at the University of Arkansas to make a little money. And several other. I had the job of taking care of all the Coke machines and all the dorms. At that time, a bottle of Coke, which was very small, was a nickel. I think that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And if you got the bottle back and put it in the rack, you'd get 2 cents a piece for them, 50 cents for the rack. It must have been a penny. Anyway, you got a penny or two, so I went around and collected all the Coke bottles, made sure they got back by the machines, turned them in. That was one of my jobs. And then my roommate and I opened a hamburger stand in the basement of one of the dorms.
So when did you graduate?
I think my official graduation was 1959. And I started in 1951.
You worked hard to get there. And so, What was your field then?
Teaching industrial arts. I just kind of fell into that because I like to play with cars. And they had an auto mechanics were one of the industrial arts things.
So the pre-med went by the wayside.
Oh, yeah.
You
yeah.
had the half of the...
Well,
half
I, of we're your... thinking more of making a living right then. And of course, I worked all the time I was in at Long Beach State.
Uh-huh.
I had jobs before and after work. And,
oh, sure. Sure, to get them. So...
About okay, that time
have,
we had...
And
we
your
had,
family, did you have children?
We had Cindy about that time, 1957, so that was 2 years before I got out of school. Joanne had to take her to a babysitter every morning, because she was... Joanne was involved in school nursing by that time. Not,
you,
no.
Yeah. You were doing school,
the school
nursing?
The school nurse.
In the school?
Yes. When I first got there, I worked in hospitals, and then a school nursing job was available, and it was part-time. So I could, by then we had Cindy, so I didn't want to work full-time. So working part-time was much easier, and I stayed in school nursing for several years. So we lived near the coast, so we went to the beach as often as we could with Cindy and went on vacations and were busy and worked and... time, you know, it was a busy time, and California was a very nice place to live then.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't crowded, uh-huh. And it was
smelled good.
Very pleasant.
It smelled like orange blossoms.
Mm-hmm. Smelled like it smelled good. No, mm-hmm. No smog back then.
No, you know? Not where we were. LA had smog.
So you just, it's so Cindy, and you have any other children?
Our son Rob was born in 1965, seven years later, when we were up here. No, no,
okay,
it was before we were up here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what brought you to Alaska?
We thought about coming to Alaska in 1957 when Cindy was born. We really wanted to come up. It looked sounded like adventure. It was a good place to go, and it was getting very crowded in California. But in 50, we just weren't quite brave enough to take the plunge. But by 1970, we knew we needed to move from California. And Webb had a chance for a job here in Alaska, in Fairbanks. And so we packed up a truck and a station wagon and two kids and as much as we could put in both vehicles and drove to Alaska.
Oh, my God.
So that's...
That was 70. 19. And who did you work for?
Oh, Lathrop High School.
Lathrop High School.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. Okay, so can you tell us what, well, we know what led to your career. What would you like to tell us about your career, and what would you like your descendants to know about your career?
After we came up, I got a job as a school nurse for 2 years, I think, with the school district. And after that, they changed some policies and didn't have school nurses for a while. So I was getting jobs in libraries. And I decided that I enjoyed working with books a little more than I did with people. And I worked at the library here, Borough Library, for a while. And then in 1980, I got a job at the university working in the government documents at the library there. And I stayed there until I retired in 96.
Oh, my gosh.
So, you skipped a few things.
Hmm?
Hmm? She was running alcohol rehab for the
Episcopal
Church for a while.
I did work in alcohol rehab for a while, for a rehab unit, and that's about it. A little of this and that, you know.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Different things that came up.
Other things. So.
What happened is they were they having some? There may have been a fiscal crisis in 1971 and two. I don't know.
I don't remember.
They got rid of both of us.
Oh.
No, no.
You were at Lathrop and they got rid of you?
Yes. They hired I had a master's degree by that time. And I was about to go up another step on the pay scale. I can't remember exactly what kind of money we made, but it was okay. And the guy they hired to replace me after they got rid of me made about half what I did. And the same thing with the school, the nurse. Uh-huh. The nurse's job, it was just all you had to do was be a, you had to have your nursing. You had to be an RN.
So what did you do after that in 71?
About everything. I see, I had visions of starting my own shop. So I went down to San Francisco and bought a bunch of tools and a new truck, drove it back up the highway, and that was a complete failure. the rent was too high. There were all these wrecked trucks around town when I first got here, and I had been for 6 years an insurance adjuster in downtown San Francisco, and used to looking at wrecked things, buses and cars and so forth. So I saw all these wrecked trucks, and I thought, well, we got to have a fine place where we could fix those trucks. They were the ones that died on the Hinkle Highway, and they dragged them back to town. I don't know if you remember the Hinkle Highway. Mm-hmm. Before the Hall Road. Mm-hmm. It went in a slightly different direction, but anyway, cross country. Anyway, everything, they all wanted to get their trucks fixed, but then nobody had any money. We were all waiting for the pipeline. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so the shop didn't work.
Your shop didn't work?
No, I had a partner who was an alcoholic, mm-hmm. which my father warned me about, and I didn't listen. I'd never had my own business before.
Oh.
Didn't really know how to run it. So that's... So I went to work for different body shops in town. I did all the repairs for Hertz, things like that. Painted buses, tour buses, trucks at night.
Yeah. So, okay. What brought you to Raven Landing?
I think it started... Well, we knew that we were getting older, and the house, you have a house and you enjoy it, but you've got snow to shovel and you've got pipes to fix and you've got all kinds of things to do. And I think last summer night in 2017, I fell and broke my hip, and my daughter came up to take care of us both while I was recovering, and she said, you know, let's go take a look at Raven Landing. So she took Webb to Raven Landing and looked into it and talked to people, checked things, and said, this should be the place for you. Don't you think it's time not to have all these house responsibilities? We thought about it and we said, no, give us another year. Let's have one more winter and then we'll see about it. So this year someone called and said, there's an apartment available. Do you want it? And we came and took a look at it and gave it a lot of thought. And I think we both were more ready to come in, Webb especially, more than he had been the year before. So that's why we're here. Yeah. I think we're going to be happy here.
Good, very good. So what has your experience been here so far?
We've been here since what, middle of May, I think? In and out.
In and out.
Yes.
Because you have your house to
take running over there to mow the lawn and so forth.
Yeah. Well, I really thank you. Is there anything else that you would like to add to this about your life and your life here in Fairbanks or at Raven Landing?
I think one of your questions was, what was your favorite age?
Yeah, what was that? Was my
My favorite age was like when I was in my 40s, because we were very busy doing a lot of things at that time. And Webb had said that his favorite age was about then, because we came to Alaska and he learned about moose hunting and snow machines and really having adventures, you know, in the woods, uh-huh. which is what we had hoped for when we came.
Yeah. So you think your favorite age was about the same, huh?
Yes.
You're doing yeah. the things that
yeah. I looked around and there were hardly any roads here, but we had lots of rivers. So first thing to do, I bought a big 19-foot canoe with a small motor and started going up and down rivers as much as possible.
Good. Well, that's a good reason. I thank you both for coming here today and for sharing this with us. And you'll see the results someday.
All right.
I'm not making any promises. But we thank you very much for coming.
Surely.